So many people came to this week's Baltimore County School Board meeting that the crowd overflowed into the hallway. Several hot-button issues were on the table. Justin Buckingham was there for the debate over which students will go to the new Mays Chapel Elementary School. He's been frustrated with how the board has handled it.
We felt at several times in this process that it was very difficult to have our voices heard, that there were obstacles.
That's why Buckingham supports a plan to change how you get on the school board. Currently, all board members are appointed by the governor, but a bill making its way through the General Assembly would make it a hybrid board. 7 members would be elected, 4 appointed. The bill's sponsor is Senator Jim Brochin, a Baltimore County Democrat. He says county residents feel neither the board nor the superintendent is listening to them, and a partially elected school board would open members' ears.
Ultimately, the superintendent is going to listen because half of that board is going to make a decision whether the superintendent gets his contract extended, whether he has a vote of no confidence, and they're going to ask questions and they're going to be accountable to the people.
We need a voice.
Anita Rasmussen is the mother of a 9th grader at Hereford High School. She's upset at the school board for not stopping school superintendent Dallas Dance's plan to put county high schools on a similar schedule, which would mean major changes at Hereford.
Parents need a voice, and that's what we feel right now is missing. Parents and students do not have a voice.
But do elected school boards make classrooms better? The research shows maybe not. A 2011 report by Advocates for Children and Youth in Maryland recommended focusing on better training for school board members rather than getting hung up on board structure. County School Board member Mike Collins supports having a fully elected school board. However,
any school board structure will work if you have dedicated members of the board. And I know I'm being partial, but I really do believe the Baltimore County Board works very well as an appointed board right now because the members are very dedicated.
The hybrid school board bill has died in previous years. A big reason for that is the vigorous opposition of County Executive Kevin Kamenetz. The county executive is the one who recommends to the governor who should be appointed to the board. But now, Senator Brochin says there's a compromise. Kamenetz is dropping his opposition. In exchange, the law would not go into effect until 2018. That's also the year Kamenetz would leave office after a second term. In a statement, Kamenetz's office said he still prefers an appointed school board, but waiting until 2018 to start a partially elected board is, quote, a move in a positive direction, end quote, because it's not a presidential election year and voters would be concentrating on county issues. Senator Brochin would have preferred the original date of 2016, but he says he's fine with the compromise.
It's not perfect, but if it gets the bill out and we ultimately get what we want and we can have a school board that serves as a check against the power of the superintendent, then I can live with it.
The legislation, however, is a moving target as supporters of a partially elected school board make changes to try to get it passed. Another compromise in the works would have the 4 appointed school board members nominated by a commission rather than the county executive. The governor would still make the appointments. I'm John Lee reporting in Towson for 88.1 WYPR.